stay tuned to the Sean Casey Show, the Casey Commentary, a podcast for patriots. Welcome back to the Sean Casey Show, a podcast for patriots. It is Saturday. It is September the 17th and means it's time for the Casey Commentary Immigration Meltdown. The hypocrisy that is being practiced and stated by the radical left is now setting a new record each and every day. This as it pertains to immigration. This is the same party for the last 20 months that has gotten rid of all of our immigration policies, which kept the hordes of illegals out of the United States. We're being invaded. We're being overwhelmed. Our school systems on our border, the Texans, Arizonans, New Mexicans, and Californians. The invasion numbers are off the charts. Over 2 million have already gotten in with encounters with the Border Patrol. We are thinking another million perhaps have the gotaways, if you will. All told, maybe 5 million illegal aliens have crossed into the United States, putting a burden on our finances, on our state budgets, on our tax dollars, because they are going to school. They're getting free medical care, in spite of what the Democrats and establishment swampy Republicans tell you. They're getting all the benefits that they are not entitled to. In addition to that, they're being trafficked for sex by the cartels for sexual purposes, for human trafficking purposes, and for the drug cartels. They're bringing in poisonous fentanyl. We had a California female student who died this week because of two students bringing fentanyl into their school. All across America, Americans are being murdered, raped, assaulted, and poisoned, all because this president ignores the laws. Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution says the president shall faithfully execute the laws of the United States. He has failed to do that. He's ignoring the law, and he is lawless. And when you have a lawless president, you have chaos, you have anarchy, and that is the truth. Those are the facts. These lefties, be it, and again, in New York or California or in Washington, they believe in open borders. They believe in destroying the sovereignty of the United States of America. Because after all, a country that does not have a border, does not have a common language, and a culture dedicated to Christian, Judeo-Christian values is doomed to fail. And that's exactly what the intent is here. The Reconquista movement, which the Democrats are infected with, believe that the borders should be completely erased and that the United States should be ali ali income free for every single individual, whether they be law abiding or not, into these United States. Now, there's one problem with all of this, and that is the Illegal Immigration and Immigration Reform Act of 1996, which was passed by Congress in September of that year and signed by then President William Jefferson Clinton, aka Sick Willie. That is the law currently in the United States. And it's a fairly lengthy law, but if you read through it, and I have, you'll find out that this president, this attorney general, the Democrat and Republican uniparty are violating the laws which they passed, Congress passed, and were constitutionally signed by the president and now the law of the land. So we have a bunch of people ignoring the laws of the United States. But again, the FBI is too busy spying on people on Facebook making up and manufacturing evidence to go after the true lawbreakers, and that would be Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the Democrat Party, the establishment Republicans, etc. As part of the Immigration Act of 1996, it does provide for the building of fencing, a.k.a. a wall, to keep people out. That was never fully completed by Congress or anybody else for that matter. Because they have failed to do their jobs. They have failed to do the job that they were elected to. In addition to that, it basically says a number of things that if you come through the regular ports of entry, you are to be fingerprinted and biometrics are supposed to be used to affirm your identity. If you can't affirm your identity, you are inadmissible. if you cross anywhere else in the country. For instance, not at a port of entry, but, I don't know, through over there, you swim across the Rio or wade across the Rio Grande, and or you come through the deserts, and you don't enter through a port of entry and you are caught, you are inadmissible. Now, if you claim asylum, that's a different story. And, of course, that is the big that is the corrupt little game that they've been playing now. They're not fleeing persecution. They're not fleeing communism in most of these countries. They're fleeing for economic opportunity. And the fact that Biden has thrown the borders wide open, why not? And so they play this game where they claim asylum. Then they're guaranteed an asylum officer hearing, which should happen immediately, but it doesn't. And what happens is if the asylum officer determines they're not fleeing persecution for political or religious purposes, out you go. You are deportable on the spot. That is not happening. Section 240 of this act, you may have heard that being referenced. That basically says if you come through a contiguous country to the United States, a.k.a. Mexico, then you can be sent there to await your asylum status hearing. You do not have to be admitted into the United States and released at large with a promise, nothing more than a promise to show up, 97% of which never show up. So I've read through the laws. The laws are fairly clear. What's happening right now is lawless, and you can blame Joe Biden and, of course, Kamala Harris, crazy Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of the Reconquista crowd, along with the uniparty of Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and many Republicans as well. So that's the background on this entire issue. So then, as you might imagine, Texas and Arizona, they have Republican governors. New Mexico and California don't. They don't care. They'll bring as many illegals as they can. But Texas and Arizona have been overwhelmed. So Texas Governor Greg Abbott has started busing the illegals to cities like D.C., Muriel Bowser, where they proclaimed a state of emergency. And they're going to pay, I think it's $1 million of taxpayers' money to pay for these illegal aliens who come here with basically clothing on their backs, and that's about it, and then go immediately on the dole. Of course, they're given stipends as well. That's not readily published by the media, where they're given thousands of dollars to stake their claim into the United States. So New York City, D.C., some other jurisdictions have now begun to receiving buses. And this is happening in broad daylight, and it's voluntary. They're not forcing people, rounding them up, putting them on buses. They're asked where they want to go. And these buses are chartered. And then if they say New York, they go to New York. If they say D.C., D.C., they go to D.C., whatever the case may be. So the left doesn't like that, see, because now they're showing up in their cities. And, of course, they're not on the border, so they could give a damn. And let's not forget that Joe Biden, he was doing the very same thing. He was rounding up the illegals on government buses, putting them up in hotels, and then sending them in the middle of the night on chartered airplanes so that they could be secretly deposited in Westchester, New York, or at BWI outside of the Baltimore, Washington area. So he was doing it secretly. But now, of course, it is considered inhumane to do this, especially since they've ratcheted things up in the last 24 hours and sent, about 50 illegals were sent to Martha's Vineyard by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He has sent two planes carrying illegals to the island of Martha's Vineyard. Personally, I think that's probably the Obamas could probably use them as servants, but that's a whole different thing. This is now, of course, liberal logic. Martha's Vineyard has called the 50 illegal aliens a humanitarian crisis. But the nearly 5 million illegal aliens crossing our southern border, well, that's been called secure. And here's the point that DeSantis has made. Quote, we are not a sanctuary state. And it's better to be able to go to a sanctuary jurisdiction. And yes, we will help facilitate that transport for you to be able to go to greener pastures. Biden, as he said, would fly people in the middle of the night, dump them all across his country. There was no warning of any of this. DeSantis continued, the minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, Democrats all of a sudden go berserk. And they're so upset this is happening. It just shows you their virtual signaling is a fraud. Of course it's a fraud. Martha's Vineyard, where the Obamas have a oceanfront estate, they've now suggested that they're going to be escorted off the island. That's right. They don't want them on Martha's Vineyard. They don't want them in D.C. They don't want them in New York City. And now Gruesome Newsom in California has wrote a letter to the Justice Department demanding the kidnapping charges be considered against Ron DeSantis. Of course, the other jackass is Joe Biden. And here's what he had to say about the illegal alien buses to Martha's Vineyard and to other parts of the country.
With Secretary Mayorkas's leadership, we're committed to fixing the immigration system. Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
Yeah, but I did it. I did it in the middle of the night. The very same thing that Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis is doing, I did, meaning Biden, in the middle of the night. So it's un-American. If it's un-American for DeSantis and Abbott, it's un-American for you too, Chairman Joe.
We have a process in place to manage migrants at the border. We're working to make sure it's safe and orderly and humane. Republican officials should not interfere with that process by waging these political stunts.
Yeah, maybe the Obamas can build them some cages on Martha's Vineyard. What do you think? Maybe that's the best option. Here's the, I think, one of the best sound bites of the day. Corinne Jean-Pierre, White House propaganda mouthpiece.
The children Governor Abbott abandoned in Martha's Vineyard, the children that Governor DeSantis abandoned as well, deserve better.
Nobody was abandoned. There were no, I mean, I'll tell you who was abandoned. You wanted to know who deserved better? Were the 1,200 illegal aliens that died crossing into the United States, drowning in the Rio Grande, being raped and assaulted. There are rape trees that there are photographic evidence of. Children that have drowned, have been dropped over the fence and abandoned by the cartels. Also the 53 people who died in the back of a tractor trailer in the sweltering heat. Those are the people that have been abandoned by the Democrat Party, the hypocritical Democrats who wanted to throw open the borders with no plan other than to invade and overwhelm the United States. And now, when these illegal aliens that they really don't care about, they don't care a damn thing about these people, when they show up on their front door, and now they're crying wolf. Now they're crying. Now they're all upset, as Ron DeSantis said. It is just amazing. And I hope the Governor DeSantis, and I hope the Governor Abbott, and soon I hope Governor Carrie Lake, after this, in the next 50 days or so, when she is hopefully wins and is sworn as governor of Arizona. I hope they continue sending these out. Look, there are some people, Carrie Lake is going on record saying we shouldn't be sending them anywhere. We should be stopping them, and I agree with her on that. But if they're already getting in, then send them to those jurisdictions where, and this is not a political stunt, it is political strategy to try to create attention in the media to stop this lawlessness being committed by Joe Biden and the Uniparty as well. So I don't think they're finished. I think Governor DeSantis should continue sending buses to Greenville, Delaware, where Joe Biden has his palatial home and estate. Also to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. That's his summer palace. So those two should be getting regular shipments of illegal alien buses. And as an aside, I'd also send some outside the Pelosi mansion in California. And let's see if Chuck Schumer can accommodate. And for all these liberals, including Corinne Jean-Pierre and everyone who's speaking out, Dick Turbin and all, why don't you make some room in your home or in your town for these illegal aliens? Because after all, you think it's all right for the rest of America to do that. Why not you?
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Thanks for joining us again for the KC Commentary. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new episode. And remember, new episodes drop Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we hope that you will continue to download, listen, subscribe, rate, and review, and help us grow and send this message out. We're less than 2 months away from a big election. We need all the help we can get. Until Monday, have a great weekend. Stay free.